Much of the hang-up has been over tax credits and whether they should be capped and sunsetted. Senator Brad Lauger of Savannah, who is taking the lead on this latest version of the economic development bill, says caps are essential.
My belief is if we are going to be successful in getting an economic development bill passed, I believe there will be caps on most programs, yes.
Lauger's revised version takes into account the House version that cleared that chamber in February and was passed by a Senate committee last Thursday.
What we're going to do this week is we're going to take up House Bill 191. We will put a Senate substitute on that, which has language in there that has been agreed to by most parties, I think, that should at least get us out of the Senate and keep the economic development bill moving.
Once the bill is passed by the Senate, a House-Senate conference committee will be formed to iron out the differences in the two chambers' versions and send a bill to Governor Nixon. An expansion of the Quality Jobs Program is a key component of this legislation. Steve Walsh, Missouri Med, Jefferson City.